The town of Wayland is preparing to shift its school day so that middle and high school students report a little later. It's the latest district in Massachusetts to make such a change. They're designed to put schools more in sync with a teenage sleep cycle. WQBUR's Kerry Young looks at how Wayland families are preparing for the change.
The idea of starting school an hour later, at 8:30, is a welcomed change for parents of teenagers in Wayland. Because right now,
peeling my kids out of bed is not fun. But getting them to bed at night is hard.
That's Beth Martins, the mom of a 12 and 15-year-old. She says starting classes at 7:30 has been tough for her kids. They're constantly sleep-deprived.
My 15-year-old started having sleep problems the first, as soon as she got into middle school. She has managed to teach herself to take a nap before she does her homework.
Martins is hoping her family's routines before and after school will be easier next year because her kids will be more rested, fewer temper flare-ups, and better conversations.
What I'm hoping is that the change in school times will allow my kids to get on a more normal sleep schedule.
But not everyone in Wayland will be getting that extra sleep. Elementary school students will have to head to class 50 minutes earlier next fall. If just middle schools and high schools started later, then every student in the district would need a ride to class at the same time. That means more buses, with a price tag around $600,000 to $800,000, a cost that Wayland Superintendent Arthur Unopsky says the district just couldn't justify.
Not having our full teachers force or cutting a program, it just didn't seem like that would gain us anything. So we were pretty constricted.
For elementary school parents, those earlier start times mean upending some carefully balanced routines.
We gotta go.
Even with a resistant 7-year-old, Kristen Harris says she's got her mornings down to a science. She wakes up at 5 o'clock. Her 7-year-old daughter Anya is next at 7:15. Then she makes breakfast.
Waffles are ready.
And combs Anya's hair before setting off at 8 o'clock.
Do you want to walk to the bus today?
Harris and her husband both work full-time. She says when the school day shifts earlier in the fall, the afternoon routines will be the hardest change to make. The earlier start also means kids are getting out earlier. Harris doesn't have a flexible work schedule, so Anya will have to stay in after-school care an hour longer.
It's going to be difficult. I can only leave work at 4:30 so often before, it becomes problematic for my career, so.
Harris adds that extra after-school care will cost about $1,500 a year.
It's real money to us. I'd like to have that money for her college fund instead, but it is what it is.
The 137 kids enrolled in METCO, the voluntary desegregation program that buses Boston students to suburban districts, will also be impacted by the schedule change. The district is still finalizing ways to reduce the effect on those families. Arthur Unopsky, the superintendent here in Wayland, says navigating all of this change and making sure all of the pieces fit together hasn't been easy.
Really thinking through that has been complicated and it caused, a fair amount of angst on the part of parents.
School start times have been a hot political topic in the town since the school committee began even considering the idea. Unopsky says he understands. When the school day changes, so does the rest of the family's day. Recent research shows that delaying when school begins could be linked to things like better attendance and fewer kids falling asleep in class. That's why Unopsky hopes this initial pain will eventually pay off. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.